To make my meaning clearer, let me use a concrete example. With a single word, he raised Lazarus from the dead and showed him alive. Also, he said, the gates of Hades will not overcome the church. And whoever leaves father or mother will receive 100 times as much in this life and will inherit eternal life. Thus, the miracle is one, the resurrection of Lazarus, but the predictions are two, with one being evident here and the other in the life to come. Consider now how they all are verified by each other. If someone does not believe in the resurrection of Lazarus, let them learn to believe in the miracle from the prophecy concerning the church. The words spoken many years before were fulfilled. The gates of Hades could not overcome the church. You see, it's evident that he who spoke the truth in the prophecy also performed the miracle. It's also clear that he who performed the miracle and fulfilled his words speaks the truth in the predictions about the future. When he says, whoever despises the things of this world will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. He has given us the deeds already done and words already spoken as solid guarantees of the things promised for the future.